Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Performance arts education is expanding at the University of Delaware. For the first time, UD is combining its existing theater and dance minors into one unit, supported by the university's professional theater company, the Resident Ensemble Players. The change aims to ensure students have a high-quality performing arts experience at a time when programs at various schools around the country are being downsized, and some independent art institutions like Philadelphia's University of the Arts are being shut down. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Steve Tagg, UD's interim producing artistic director of the Resident Ensemble Players, joins Delaware Public Media's Carl Lengel to chat about the school's performance arts education expansion.
Are you going against a tide, or are we, as the Europeans are doing, continuing to just raise education in the arts, raise it to a level that people understand this is critical to what we do as a civilized society?
I think it is. I think UD is, and I think actually the state of Delaware is moving against the general tide, because you're absolutely right. You know, there are just in the last year, PAFA up in Philadelphia closed. DECAD
Delaware
closed.
College of Art and Design and the University of Arts in Philadelphia. Yes, absolutely.
And now that one, so all three of these closed, and you're like, wow. What's going on? Are we stepping out on the thin ice? I don't think so. Time will tell. But I think this part of my motivation here, personally, is to give young people a place, a path forward in life. A bunch of us went to a legislative function last month when we announced that we're having a theater major starting in 24, there was applause. I was like, oh my gosh, that was very surprising to us. The high school teachers reported, we're tired of sending our students out of the state. And I was like, well, we're happy to help you. We're happy to help them stay in the state. This is before I found out from the high schools or from the state arts organizations in Delaware that this was needed. I was interested in it because that was me. I was a kid in Nowheresville, Illinois, who had done plays in high school and didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. I barely knew what college was, and I certainly didn't know that you could go in theater. And then various things fell into place, but fundamentally, I'm a kid from the cornfields. And I was like, wow. What about those kids from the chicken farms? Surely they must be sort of like me. So that's part of it. It's giving young people a path forward. And the second part to specifically address what you're saying is we feel, the faculty feels in dance and theater and the other arts, that we are particularly well equipped because of the nature of our disciplines. Because they're so collaborative and so dependent upon clear communication or at least compassionate communication, that those skills, collaboration and communication, apply anywhere. And as you say, to a decent civilization, let alone the product itself, let alone the drama, the dance, the painting, the symphony, which also it brings out the better side of us.
What's in the future?
So in the fall of 24, so in just a few months, we'll start a theater major, undergraduate, for the first time since, you know, 89. And we're pretty well positioned. The reason I think, partly the reason the university is in favor of this is we were fairly no cost, low cost to create this. So they're like, well, it sounds like a good proposal. And it's true. Most of the courses were already on the books. So we had to create a half dozen, I don't know what the real number is. Maybe it's more like 10 new courses, which is alone exciting. And we have, we think, the space to handle the influx of majors or students. But the question I kept having to ask myself is, God, do we really want to create another Bachelor of Theater degree? There must be bazillions of those across the country. And do we really need another one? In one respect, the answer is no. But in the other respect, as I have already covered, is that the Delaware doesn't have one. So those kids are going to go somewhere. And the other piece of it is the rep. There's no other place in the country where a student can come to a university and study theater and in those classes be taught by the professionals of the professional equity theater on their campus, and at which at some point they will be integrated into at the undergraduate level. There are lots of those at the master's level, right? UC San Diego, Rutgers, Yale, Yale Rep, the old Globe. There are a number of them at the master's level, zero at the undergraduate level. So that is a one-of-a-kind thing in the U.S. right out of the gate. And I think for that, that for us will be a decent regional draw, but certainly a Delaware draw.
And you mentioned the rep, and that's a good segue into what I want to talk about next. And you kind of were talking about it, the idea of working with professional. And when we talk in the context we've been talking about, it's, oh, the students are going to benefit tremendously. One of the things that I hear from some of the best creative people I've had the fortune to talk to has been, I listen a lot. That's their secret. I keep my ears, eyes, everything open. I'm always taking in. And we think of the arts as projecting and putting out. So we feel sometimes, well, we're working with professionals, so they know all of the answers. But professionals can learn too, and they do day to day. And I think people that have been in the business benefit from younger blood that comes in with new versions of how to take this story on or this narrative. There's a dual learning. Have you observed that in just being a professional yourself and working?
Absolutely. There's no question on one of those tracks, the youth, and you say it very well, the stories of the young and the perspectives of the young. We all know that the symphony, the ballet, the theater, the art museums, they're all going to collapse and die if it's just for people over 60 that can't sustain itself. And we all know that. So, you know, the Met in New York City, New York City Ballet, take your pick of museums and theater companies and ballet companies all over the country are, and I hate to say it this way, desperately trying to remake themselves because they got calcified. They got stuck. And they're just going to collapse on their own lack of audience before too long if they don't do what you're suggesting. And it's not only a survival mechanism, it's just the right thing to do. People need to see themselves in the art.
There's one final benefit that we can talk about in this theater and the musical and the arts in general, integrating themselves into our daily lives in ways that we are not always expecting. Can you tell us a little bit about how some of the minors might be beneficial to people that are, they want to dabble in theater or they did theater in their lives, but, you know, go ahead and get that major in what you wanted in social psychology or something important that you feel is going to make a statement in the world, but keep that foot in the arts and also use it. Are you seeing that application with students?
Yeah, we are. I mean, the minor program, the dance minor program here is pretty awesome. Those faculty have managed to create a very vital program, and it's largely as you describe it. These are nursing majors. These are neuroscience majors that grew up dancing and they don't want to give it up. And so they continue. And as you suggest, it is good for their well-roundedness. It's like a liberal education. And dance used to be in PE. So it really is sort of a well-roundedness, right? You're taking care of the intellect and you're also taking care of, you know, it's the whole mind-body thing. You're taking care of both in your 4 years here.
Thanks to UD's Steve Tagg and our Carl Lengel for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. And we wrap up the green next with History Matters and a look at a Delaware author's new book on the transformative years of a crucial military force once maligned as a flying club for veterans. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.